Yes, finally, it's the Rice and Beans podcast with Stephen Ajiboye. A to the J to the I to the B to the Y and E, Ajiboye. And I'm so excited that you guys are there listening to me, that I'm also here to dish you what is on ground. All right, let's get you started. And, as you all know, this is the first episode of the Rice and Beans podcast, so let me try and highlight and talk about one of the things that this podcast is all about. Well, it's a general topic podcast. We are going to discuss about a lot of things. We are not limited to a particular topic, so just expect something every week, week in, week out. Always expect something explosive, something exclusive, you know, things that would, you know, get you up your feet and be like, whoo. So we're going to be discussing these issues, these topics, and we're going to sort them out. These are things that looks confusing to maybe most of us in the actual life, you know, in actual sense, maybe. So we try to discuss it here so that we can find some lasting solution to it. And on this show, you get to learn, you get to unlearn. So we are adding to our knowledge bank. Somehow, with the add to the knowledge bank we will get. So, you know, you just don't want to miss this podcast for anything. It's going to be a weekly podcast every Friday. We are going to be dropping it out on this show. So, for this week, we're starting with a very unique and explosive topic. And that is beyond six packs and big boobs. Are you intellectually attractive? Yes, I'm talking to you. Are you intellectually attractive? Well, this question is not really directed to a particular gender. If you get what I said, beyond six packs, that's for guys, and big boobs, that's for ladies. Are you intellectually attractive? So I'm trying to talk to everybody, talk to everyone about this. Are you intellectually attractive? Do people find you attractive beyond your physical attraction, beyond your physical features, you know, things that the ladies strip for you as a guy, you know, ladies strip for you? Oh, you got the six packs, you got the what else, you know. And then for ladies too, you know, you tend to, you do all these things to get people's attention, but are people attracted to you because of your intellect, because of your level of reasoning, because of your level of because of the kind of things your mindset can produce? Yeah, because the mindset is more or less like a kitchen to me, you know, where you make up a lot of things, and you know, the final output is what determines how people see you to be. Is he intellectual enough for me to roll with him, or oh no, he's not. Oh, she's not. So these are things. Although, before we go in quickly, I would like to say this: we all have preferences. We all have our different preferences. You know, people, there are some persons that don't really see it as that important. They just prefer the physical attraction. But it gets boring along the way. Especially if it's in a romantic relationship kind of a thing, when you have one of the partners being the only one that does more of the intellectual discussions every time. So it gets boring, kind of boring. So before we start to discuss about every other thing that has to do with this, let's go on a short break. I'll be right back. All right, you're welcome back from that break, and this is still the Rice and Beans podcast with Stephen Ajiboye. And as Avelia said, the topic we're discussing today is beyond six packs and big boobs. Are you intellectually attractive? Do people find you intellectually attractive? Do you find people that are intellectual attractive? Yeah, so those are the questions you try to answer. And then we'll also try to talk about how to be intellectually attractive and the reasons why you should be intellectually attractive. So let's hit the ground running quickly, and so we can talk about these things and, you know, not take too much of our time. So the first thing I'd like you to know is that even for people that are intellectual, that find people to be intellectually attractive, you understand, there's a term for them, there's a general term for them, they call them, they refer to them as being sapiosexual. You know, it's so, I think it's funny that this thing is even very common, that, you know, there's a name for it. They describe them as being sapiosexual. You know, these are people that find people who are intellectual more attractive. These are people that consider the intellectual aspect of people over their physical attraction. So they consider it over their physical attraction, you know, above any other thing. They just want this intellectual thing with this set of people they might be attracted to. So let's try to talk about reasons why you should be intellectually attractive, why people should actually find you intellectual enough for them to get attracted to you. One, it's actually, you know, it's intelligence to me, it lasts longer than looks. Let's say this is more applicable in a romantic relationship. You know, let's take, for instance, a tall guy with the six packs, with everything that, you know, makes him more of like the alpha male, you know, the kind of male that ladies strip for easily. Isn't necessarily going to look that way, you know, 10 years from now. Yes, but our minds, you know, it remains same as we age, and there's a possibility that it even gets sharper with maturity. The more we mature, the more we grow up, our minds get more sharper. So as a long-term emotional investment, a person with intelligence to me makes a lot more sense. They make a lot more sense than a person with good looks. That's just it. So this is one of the reasons why you might just want to consider to be intellectually attractive. Then you never get bored. That's just one other thing. You know, let's take for instance, you have an intelligent partner, and you guys have to discuss about an issue. You are never going to get bored with these people. You are never going to get bored with them. You know, because it's likely to have interesting things to talk about almost every time, especially for people who enjoy thinking and conversing and are ready to, you know, engage in discussions about literature, arts, politics, history, religion, finance, pop culture, anything, you know, different topics. So when you have people like this as a partner or as friends, you will never get bored with them. You will never. Do you understand? Then if you have someone that you are intellectually attracted to as a partner, you will always see them as a good problem solver. Yeah. So if people are attracted to you because you are intellectual, people will start to see you as a problem solver, you know, to many things like, you should have an idea about this. You know, there's something coming up. They'll be like, oh, let's consult this guy. You should have an idea. No, let's consult this lady. She would definitely have an idea. So that's just one thing about it. It gives you this edge over a lot of things, over a lot of people, and you know, it opens you up to many opportunities. So before we go on, let me make this known again. To me, I still consider it as, we know people have a lot of preferences. We all have our preferences about things. So there are still persons that don't find the intellectual thing as that important. You understand? So they don't, okay, if I'm looking for, you know, things I'm looking for in a partner, I don't necessarily see the intellectual thing to be that important, you know. So there are, we have people like that. But here's the thing. Why not put aside the idea of if your partner does not really have interest in that? And think about you yourself. Think about your own development as a person. Why not think about that? Which is one of the reasons why you might want to improve on your level of intellect. You understand? So it essentially does not have to be because of people. You should do it because of yourself, because you want to improve, because you want to become a better person, because you want to be more knowledge, you want to be more knowledgeable. You want I remember there was some time ago I was discussing with some of my friends, and you know, there was this joke that came up, like, what's my spec? You know, what's your spec? What's it? So they were just trying to say, what was it that I see in a lady that makes me want to ask her out? So they made mention of theirs, and when it got to my point, my own turn, I actually told them that, well, I like a fine face, and then she must get brain. Like, it's very important. She has to get brain. She has to have that thing called intellect. No. She just has to be knowledgeable in some areas. You understand? She has to be intellectual to me, to an extent. Not necessarily, you know, an eye flyer, a top of the class kind of person, but at least. So I told them I wasn't really the kind of physical attraction kind of person. Maybe she's got the big boobs. No, you know, she got other features. No, well, it counts too. These things too. They matter. They also matter. But to me, so it's not just that my thing. So that was it. So that's what I was saying. Everybody, we all have different preferences. You understand? So. But for you as a person, you might want to start thinking of how to be intellectually attractive, and I'll be rolling out some tips for you on how you can be more intellectual, so that you can have people who see you more for your brain and not for your physical looks, who see you, who tend to, you know, weigh you from the aspect of your level of reasoning and not because of your physical attraction, be it a lady or be it a guy. So I'll be rolling out these tips, and I would so much appreciate if you guys can just stick to these tips and work on it. You surely see some improvement in, you know, in your personal development goals. Okay, so here are the tips that can actually help you to be intellectually attractive to people, or to improve on your level of intellect, and the things you even stand to gain. You know, the things you stand to gain to enjoy as you do this. So the first thing is, you have to take reading as an hobby. It's very important that you take reading as an hobby. You should try to read, explore, you know, many things, read about things that you find to be interesting, or things that you don't know much about. Try to know more. Try to know a bit about them. Try to know a bit about many things. Yes, it adds to your knowledge bank. From there, even the things you, from there, you can easily contribute to discussions about such topics anyway. So, you know, when people see you talk about these things, they see you as, wow, you know, she's knowledgeable in this area, he is knowledgeable in this area. Whereas these are things you can just read online, you know, buy books from a bookstore, read on it, be it on finance, be it on history, be it politics, anything, you know, things that makes the society tick, that makes it tick. So you just try to learn about all these things, read about them. It will help you to increase your knowledge bank, and it will make you more intellectually attractive to people. Then the one other thing that I know of is pay attention to details. Paying attention to details, this is so, so important. It's soon, you won't miss out on anything when you pay attention to details very well. You won't miss out on anything, and this gives you an edge over others. This gives you this sense of this makes people to see you as a very smart person when you pay attention to details, because you would actually be able to explain things as it is. You understand exactly as it is. So when you pay attention to details, people tend to see you as being smart, whereas you're just using your brain. You understand? You're just using your brain, the same brain you have, the same thing everybody has. So those are things you can use. And now there are some things you even enjoy while you're doing all these things. It adds your personal your development as a person. Then you become more confident. Yeah, become more confident because you actually know that the things you're saying are backed up with facts. They are not just things you're making up, you know, from your head. These are things that are backed up with facts. So you've read about it, you've known so much about it. So you have that confidence when you're talking about those things. You're talking about a particular topic. So then it gives you a sense of purpose too. Gives you a sense of purpose. It makes you have this idea that you have a direction. You have a direction for your life. You have something you are looking towards. So then let's talk about maybe relationship wise. It helps a lot. You know, it makes you click easily with your partner. You have that chemistry with them because you can, you know, easily jump on any discussion with them, and you know, you guys won't get bored. So you have that click. You click easily with your partner. You have that chemistry with them, and you know, all these things, they all together, it helps you in your development as a person. So with all these things, people tend to you start to see that people appreciate you for your intellect the more than the physical attraction. Physical attraction is very good. It is very important too. It is good to look nice. It is very good. But this intellectual attraction is also very important. It's something that you just have to have. It helps a lot. It really helps, you know, even apart from your relationship with the opposite sex, with or let's say your partner in general, you understand, these are things you people find you, they tend to recommend you for many other things when you see that you are intellectually attractive. So that's just it for this episode. That's just it, and I just hope we will all take note of all these things and work on it to become a better version of ourselves. So, you know, it's still more of the intellectual attractiveness to people. So that's just it. All right, that'll be all on today's episode of the Rise and Beans podcast with Stephen Ajibuye, and I'll be so much glad to hear from you, my listener out there. If you want to reach out to us, I'll be so much to hear from you, your opinion, your questions, you know, about this particular topic that was about you know, intellectual attraction over physical attraction. You can reach out to me on at ajibuye4214@gmail.com. You can reach out to my mailbox. I would definitely reply to your messages, and then if it's a question, we will always talk about the question on the very next episode of this show. So it's ajibuye4214@gmail.com. ajibuye4214@gmail.com. So on the next week, when we'll be coming your way again to discuss more about this topic, do not forget to share this episode with your friends and families. I'll be leaving you in the hands of Omale with this track titled Godly.
Goodbye.
One Charlie boy day, me Charlie boy day. Man, I thank God I godly. Say God no ungodly. Oh look, one ain't comforting me. When these people they come body me. Man, I thank God I godly. Say God no ungodly. Oh look, one ain't comforting me. When these people they come body me. It's why I die sometimes.